Hey, it's Claire and James here. Before we get stuck into this week's episode, we just want to let you know that we're about to launch a first-of-its-kind tool that's going to help you identify where you might be holding yourself back from living your fullest potential at midlife.
We're naming it the Midlife Reset Audit. And what's incredibly exciting is that it'll offer you your personalized strategies that give you the most impactful wins, so you can quickly take back control of your body, mind, and life.
Now, we're just putting the finishing touches to it, making it the best it can possibly be. So if you'd like to be the first to take the audit, pop your name on the waiting list. Just go to themidlifementors.com/audit.
On today's episode, we're talking about going fast versus going slow. Specifically, the benefits of taking our time to reach our goals. Quick fixes are addictive, but none of us will become the best version of ourselves if we rush the process.
It takes time to transform our habits, behaviours, and self-identity to the point where we can sustain the results we seek with ease. We hope you find this episode insightful.
Hi, I'm James Davis.
And I'm Claire Davis.
We're the Midlife Mentors, here to lift a lid on how to achieve health and happiness.
The balanced, no-nonsense way.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the Midlife Mentors podcast.
With me, Claire.
You see what I did there, Claire? I went edition rather than episode just to keep you on your toes.
Oh, you're living dangerously, James.
Always.
Also, you didn't introduce yourself.
I didn't.
No, that's
James.
Why I jumped in. Sorry, what a way to start a podcast. Anyway, how are you diddling out there? How are you doing?
Today we're going to talk about...
I haven't even had coffee.
Today we're going to talk about fast versus slow. We're really going to dig into that. But before we get into all that, what have we been up to?
Well, also, I just want to say on that, fast versus slow. I don't want any of your minds going in the gutter like mine is right now when James says fast versus slow. This is a clean podcast. We're keeping it clean. But yeah, what have we been up to?
Do you want a 30 seconds or a 2 minute?
I'd be lucky if it was 2 minutes.
Oh.
Boom, boom. Sorry, if this is your first podcast listening to us,
we're not normally as silly.
Maybe we are. But anyway, what have we been up to? We've been doing lots and lots of exciting things behind the scene for the Midlife Reset, which is our 8-week program. We are working behind the scenes on a really exciting audit that is going to help midlifers really uncover the areas that they're keeping themselves stuck and held back in life at the moment. It's a one-of-a-kind audit. We're really making it the best it can possibly be. And there's a waitlist open for that right now. So if you want to be the first to take this world-leading audit, the Midlife Reset Audit, do put your name on the waiting list. You just go to...
themidlifementors.com/audit.
I looked at him then because I couldn't remember. It'll also be in the show notes. But yeah, you'll get personalised results basically and strategies that you can take straight away to move forward and get yourself unstuck. So super excited about that. We've also got a free ebook that we've launched.
Yeah, just finished putting together our free ebook. I mean, it does look fantastic. How to reset your body, mind and life at midlife. Talking about our 6-pillar approach. Looking at our hormones, metabolism, emotional resilience, our psychology, need for movement, accountability, nutrition, all of it is in there, like packed with actionable tips. You can grab that right now from the website, actually. So just go there and look on our freebie section. You'll find that there as well as the audit that Claire mentioned.
Blah, 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 blah. Right. So I think that's all we've really been up to.
Well, that's quite
a
lot.
All we've been up
just
to, too.
Right, writing a book, designing it, coming up with an audit.
I know. Listen, anyone that knows us, we're always moving. We're always adapting, always changing. And yeah, we always just want to serve you in the highest way that we possibly can. So that's why we're creating this audit and obviously why we've got this ebook. So like James said, you can go and download that and all of the links are in the show notes. So let's get going, shall we? Fast versus slow. What is this about in summary, Mr. D?
So this is about living in a quick fix society today where we all want the fast. Of course, that sounds like we want the fast result. We want to fast track everything. But by fast tracking, are we actually missing out on the process and missing out on a lot of the necessary variables that we actually need to experience to get lasting success? And we're going to illustrate that with some actual concrete examples, right? But I guess the metaphor is like a Band-Aid, right? It's like, we want this thing, so let's get this quick fix solution. It's like just slipping a Band-Aid on the wound. It's patching it there and then, but it's not actually fixing what is wrong with you. So we see this all the time. And I guess the first jumping in point would be around like nutrition and diets is a classic example we can all relate to, right? So yeah, I'm sure we've all done that crash diet. You know, all the holidays coming up in 2 weeks. Let me completely starve myself so I can fit into my Speedos and look great in them. And of course,
does anyone look good in Speedos?
I do.
Ever.
But of course, you know, yes, you lose the weight. Here's the thing. We now know that, or if you follow us, you know, like you're losing mainly muscle mass, not fat, which is the last thing you want to do because it's bringing your metabolism down. You're depriving your body of necessary nutrients. You're miserable doing it. And your metabolism slows. By the time you get on holiday and you go back to eating normally, the weight piles back on. And by the time you come back from holiday and another week's gone by, you're heavier than you were before you started the crash diet because you haven't learned anything along the way.
Yeah, and I think this is such a struggle with so many of our clients. And it's definitely a struggle that I had for many years. When we know those quick fixes work, and I'm saying that in inverted commas, when we know those quick fixes work, we can become really addicted to them. You know, we panic, so we might pile on the pounds, we might panic, and then we go back to what is normal, which is those quick fixes because they work. So they do become really addictive. But here's the thing, they never last. They never last. You know, 97% of dieters actually put more weight on when they stop their restrictive diets. So this is what we say, that this is why we're so passionate about our approach, our science-based approach, which is all about longevity. It's all about sustainability. It's about going slowly so that you learn the habits, the tools, the strategies to actually be able to maintain a healthy weight, a healthy body that feels good to you without having to keep being addicted to these really terrible things that are, you're just doing your, if you're crash dieting right now and you're midlife, honestly, we just cannot tell you enough that your body really needs nourishing and you're doing it so much more harm than you can imagine. Your bone density, your muscle mass, your immune system, your gut health. We can't keep doing this stuff, which is why we talk about this all the time.
Yeah. Another real life example, of course, is the weight loss jabs, the semaglutide jabs. So the Ozempic, the Wegovy. And of course, that is a quick fix. It's like, oh, I can just go and jab myself with this thing. My appetite goes, the weight falls away. Yeah, which it does. But here's the thing. All the data is now showing that, like, as soon as you stop taking the jabs, you pile the weight back on because you haven't addressed the underlying habits and beliefs you need to keep that weight off. You haven't adopted the good habits, the good behaviors. Also, you know, more data coming through now, like people are staying on it for longer. So their tolerance is going up. So they're having to take more and more of it.
It's
so
just awful.
It's just not a route you want to be going down, I don't think. And it's, again, this is an example of using a medication to fix an issue on the surface only without addressing the underlying issue.
Yeah, and I think this whole thing about fast versus slow is also we need time to become the person that has the thing that we want, right? So I need to explain this. James just mentioned beliefs and habits there. But sometimes when we, I suppose this is a different way of saying what James is saying, but when we go for things too fast and we get those results too fast, our own self-identity, our own belief systems, our own kind of like self-worth, who we think we are, hasn't actually caught up with the thing that we've achieved. So actually, when we take slow, sustainable steps, you're marrying belief and habits with the action over a slower period of time. And so your subconscious mind comes on board a lot easier because you're not rushing it. We can't kind of fast track basically those beliefs, those habits, those behaviors, and just get the quick fix. We can't fast track those. Those take time, and it also takes failure, right? So it takes you failing, falling off the wagon, having that self-belief, having those that discipline, having that those habits, those behaviors that actually help you get back on the horse. They start helping you trust yourself more. You become more self-accepting. So every single time that you have these experiences over a longer period of time, you start trusting yourself more. You start changing from the inside more. We need to have these ups and downs in order to start changing who we are.
I say that. It's about the journey and the experience you have along it and the learnings you get along the way. And it's true for every area of life. And we've talked today about nutrition and diets, but it's true in business. It's true in relationships.
Yeah. It's that fast track thing that doesn't allow us to change as a person on the inside when that happens too fast. I mean, like, I'm just going to relate this to business, right? I would say it took James and I a long time to allow ourselves, I know this sounds weird, but allow ourselves to step into the versions that we are now, which is to create the programs that we create, to create the experiences that we create, to actually allow ourselves to be open to the money that we receive, and working at a certain level with certain people. That's taken, you know, 12 years, hasn't it? It's a process. And actually, if you rush that, and sometimes we have tried to rush that in certain ways, and it hasn't worked because the belief and the self-identity hasn't matched it.
Yeah, and also I think like a bit of the puzzle is often missing as well. As well as the beliefs coming along with it, the knowledge you need coming along with it, often there's a piece of the jigsaw missing. It's just like, oh, here's a quick fix solution. It's going to get us that result now. And yes, maybe you get a result in the moment, but then it doesn't last. You're like, why is that not working now? Well, you're missing critical pieces along the way.
Yeah, and also those are for those different people. I think we see all over social media, that worked for me, so we presume it's going to work for us. But we're all so unique. You know, we even have our own unique way of like nourishing ourselves. Like we need to reconnect with our own self rather than being told what and who we should, you know, who we should be when it comes to nutrition even. It, you know, we look at social media and we see people talking about business and saying this worked for me, and then you'll jump on the bandwagon. But actually that's unique to that person. It might have worked for that person, but because we're all different and we all approach things in different ways, we need to find what way works for us, and that takes time.
Certainly does. I think we see the same thing. Like any area in life that you want to get mastery of, you need to invest in that area of life. And I don't necessarily mean money, but like your energy, your time, your practice, you know, because then you'll become a master of it and you'll have those habits, those beliefs, those skills to take you through. And it's true whether you're looking at your health, your nutrition, whether you want to do a business, whether you want to write a book, in relationships, you know. And what do we see now with relationships? Like dating is easy. There's apps to swipe. It's become a disposable kind of currency. Yeah, disposable commodity. And I'm sure we can all relate all the kind of people we know that is like, oh, that one didn't work out. He was a complete narcissist. And the one before that, and the one before that, and the one before that.
It's we're like, not doing the healing.
Well, are they? Or are you just not learning the lessons when you go? Because you're going from short-term relationship to short-term relationship to short-term relationship. Rather than spending time getting to know yourself and experiencing what it is to have a relationship with another person.
And I think what we're saying here is get to know yourself, isn't it? And that it's like peeling away the onions of a layer, layers of an onion. I keep getting my words mixed up today. Peeling away those layers of the onion of kind of like, okay, am I connecting to myself here? What am I trying to be told about my own self? What levels of healing do I need to do around this? And like James has said over and over, that can relate to our relationship with food, our emotional eating. What's really going on? Like, why do you keep going for these quick fixes that don't work? What's really going on underneath that? Why do you keep attracting the same person over and over again and then swiping and moving on? Maybe it's because there's some internal stuff that you need to look at. In business, why are we going for the shiny object syndrome? This is James and I. We've done this before. Total vulnerability and transparency. We've done this too much where we've seen something working for someone else and we've gone, okay, let's go over there without actually really asking ourselves, what do we want? What are our unique gifts and how are we going to bring those uniquely to the world? But that's all like the inner stuff. That's all the self-identity, the self-belief, the habits, the subconscious mind stuff. So that's why we say you're not learning anything by going too fast. You're not learning anything about yourself. You're just setting yourself up for repeated failure over and over again if you're not learning the lessons of the journey on the way.
Yeah, and how can we tell? Well, I guess if you look back at your own experience, which I challenge you to do now, right? Like, just have a think. Where have you taken shortcuts? In what area of your life have you taken shortcuts that you've had to repeatedly take them because the shortcut you're taking hasn't worked out in the long term and you're locked in that pattern. So have a think, there will be something there for you. And conversely, where have you found something that you actually have invested time in and you feel really good about it and you know it's getting you the results you want?
Because that's a lie, isn't it? It's the lie that we can get everything quick. It's the lie that you don't have to be particularly disciplined. You don't have to be committed, you know, that you can get something within, you know, six pack abs in 20 days, all of these kinds of things. These are the lies that we're told to be sold stuff. The unsexy truth is it takes grit. It takes investment. It takes falling down, failing. It takes like a complete obliteration of your self-esteem. It's all of these things that create long-term health and happiness from the inside out. And so, yeah, our summary on this would be, you know, please don't get frustrated. I know it can be frustrating, but please don't get addicted to the quick fixes. They don't really exist for the long term, sustainably. They don't, no matter what anyone is telling you. And please don't become disheartened when you might keep like falling and need to keep learning the same lesson over and over and over again. It's all part of your journey. And that long term, that slower movement towards your goal will mean that you become the person that you need to become in order to get that. You need to go through that slower journey, that slower process, fall, pick yourself up, fail, have sleepless nights. That's the person you need to be and the universe is creating you to be to achieve that goal in the end. There's no quick way that you can change yourself internally. That takes time.
No, you've got to accumulate the experiences, the beliefs, the habits to create that lasting change that's locked in.
Exactly. So that's a little brief one.
It was a brief one for us today. Hey, listen, if you ever got anything you would like us to talk about or you have general questions, anything midlife related, ping them through to us, team@themidlifementors.com. We love to hear from you. If you enjoyed the podcast, then do go and rate it. Give us a nice 5-star rating. We'd love it if you left us a review as well.
Please do.
You know, that always lights up our day.
It really does.
I just say thanks and we'll speak to you next time.
Thanks so much for listening. Take care. Bye.
Yeah. You've been listening to The Midlife Mentors with Claire and James Davis.
Yeah. We'd love to hear from you. So drop us a line at info@themidlifementors.com with any questions or topic suggestions.
And make sure you join us on our Facebook page and YouTube channel. You can find us under The Midlife Mentors. Yeah. Thanks for listening. And just before you go, we wanted to remind you that the waitlist for the Midlife Reset Audit is now open.
You can be the first to take this revolutionary new tool to helping you live your healthiest, happiest midlife by signing up at themidlifementors.com/audit.